Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is 94WIP. Just heard from Boomer Esiason there. The heck with who was picked first or second. Let's talk about who was picked third. Congratulations to Vijay Edgecombe. Let's hope he lives up to it. It was obviously a choice between him and just a couple of others. And the Sixers last night went with the guard from Baylor. Look, we'll get into it today. We'll also get into the Phils. They lost again yesterday in really pathetic offensive fashion. Dombrowski also on the record on some things. We'll get to that. Look, we got a lot to do. A lot of audio related to Edgecombe last night. The Phils, obviously, and your phone call is 215-592-9494. It's Rich.
I really need charging cords, and I don't have any, Joe.
Okay, well, we'll help you out.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm limping. I mean, all of my electronics are completely limping along.
You got that brain thing, though, right?
I can remember.
You know, you're here.
This fact, if I lose it before it's
I remember it if you don't. No worries.
The Sahara.
Yes.
The Sahara Desert, up until 5,000 years ago, was a giant green grassland.
Wow.
It was called... This period was known as the Green Sahara period or the African humid period, and it was a huge habitable land area all throughout Africa. It's amazing. Until 5,000 years ago.
Well, those kind of things are wild. You know, I mean, the fact that the earth had, you know, so many changes obviously through the year. It's almost like how the Sixers could become good.
Very similar. How the world was all ice before.
Same thing.
Oh, here comes Rhea saving the day with a plug.
Whoa,
a charge.
Look at this thing.
And now Rich is hooked up. Here we go. By the way, speaking of...
I thought there was something else behind. I thought someone else was back here.
So our YouTube stuff.
Well, good thing
we got stuff
got
behind
current
us.
Pictures. When was that picture from?
Maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So, they got me in Fantasy Camp uniform behind me, Richie with his Snoop Dogg jersey behind him.
Yeah, you in your costume.
Yeah, that's what some people.
The Hammerway Bang.
I got to figure out if I'm wearing that versus Fritz in a couple weeks.
Hammerway.
All right, so let's get. Yeah. I might, James. You haven't thought about that? You haven't thought about that I could, like, wear the Phillies uniform? Come on.
Oh, I wasn't laughing at that. I was laughing at him saying the Hammerway Bang.
I think you should wear the uniform.
Just putting it all together. That's what I was laughing at.
Oh, yeah. No, that's tremendous.
I brought my old uniform in, too. That would make a nice addition, too.
We'll do it. We got
time.
But
I got the... Can you see that it's Snoop Dogg on my...
That's a real old John Ritchie face right there.
Yeah,
well,
that's another
like
thing.
Old school Ritchie.
Is this from when we first did our show?
Yes, yes. That is like original John Ritchie picture.
So could we get a more like a current photo also?
We can do that. One thing at a time. All right, so let's get right to the announcement last night when Edgecombe was selected by the 76ers, third pick in the draft.
With the third pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select Vijay Edgecombe from Bimini, Bahamas and Baylor University.
All right, so come on down. Edgecombe obviously going to be, you know, third or fourth guard or second guard. We'll see how it all sizes up over time. They are loaded at guard. But he's now one of them. I'll tell you, I'm excited. I love what I heard from him last night. Now, I was on the record yesterday talking about Ace Bailey, and if he does have better upside as perceived, not by all, but by some is better upside. That was, to me, very intriguing. But obviously, Ace Bailey dropped to an extent. How much was pre-draft and how much was actually just natural talent? Impossible for me and us to know. But we know this. The Sixers got a player in Edgecombe last night. A lot of people do believe is the third best player in the draft. So away they go with a loaded backcourt. And obviously, this whole thing's going to come down in the short term to whether Joel can do his thing. I think one thing that was very clear, and I'm sure a lot of people noticed it last night, was how likable Edgecombe was and is. Let's listen to Edgecombe right after being drafted. I mean, this is a minute or two later. He's being interviewed by Monica McNutt. This is on, of course, ABC and ESPN, all sorts of different combinations of coverage last night. Very likable. And here's what I want you to know about what you're about to hear. First question is to his mom. She's very choked up. Edgecombe jumps in there to kind of save the day and capture the moment. And then the second question, his brother's involved. This is some great stuff here. Listen to this last night.
Tell me, what's going through your mind, Mom?
I'm gonna tell her, man. Super excited. We came from nothing. Man. We're truly blessed just to be in this position, man. I know the emotion is high right now, so I'm gonna just let her be right now, all right? But the emotion's super high, but we came from nothing. So that's why the emotions are so high right now, man.
In your feature, BJ, we saw you talking about playing basketball in the Bahamas, 12-year-old playing against men. I'm not gonna ask you, that's your brother. When you saw your brother at 12 playing against big grown men, did you think that tonight was possible?
I'm actually lost for words right now. My brother saw this dream before I did or before anyone else in my family even did. I'm so proud of him. He got me in tears and I don't even cry.
Man, I don't got no words either, man. I'm blessed. Me third pick. I mean, it's a dream come true, man. I spent countless years just sitting there watching draft, bro. So I don't even know. I don't know what to do, man.
You good, Mom? How proud are you of your son?
Proud. Super proud. Like you said, we came from nothing into everything. It's Bimini to the world. Bimini to the world.
So here's what I'll say. And, of course, we want to hear from you, your reaction. You know, if you've seen him play, if you watched last night, and your sense of what you're going to hear today at 215-592-9494. John, here's what I'll say. We all know, for us as 76ers fans, nothing's going to matter more. It's not. Nothing's going to matter more than whether he can really, really play and help this team in a big way for years to come. With that said, the way he presented himself last night and others presented him.
Holy cow.
John, for an organization that hasn't had a feel-good moment, probably since Tyrese Maxey saved the day in Game 5 versus the Knicks. I mean, literally, it's been like 14, 15 months since a feel-good moment.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moment. John, that was a feel-good moment last night, and I really hope he can play because I'll tell you this. He, Maxey, and McCain, they seem to have that Brandon Graham spread joy nature about them, and I really hope these guys can lead the Sixers to something over time because we really need the Sixers to pick it up. And I'm very excited, John, based on what I saw last night.
Yeah, I forgot how to feel excited about the Sixers. I forgot how to feel inspired.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, Tyrese Maxey was doing that for us. When we would hear stories about him showing up at the gym at 5 a.m. and he was going to do 3-a-days by himself, you know, hope to set it on fire for everyone else, you know, be the catalyst. Now it sounds like we've got another guy who's willing to make those sacrifices and do the tough stuff, which is what you need to override the veteran privilege that exists within the Sixers organization.
Right.
You know, right now you got Joel and. I guess Paul. I guess Paul is up there, but not quite.
You know, I don't know
if
Paul George
sits.
Is their second best player, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth. He's probably their third best player.
But he's
probably Embiid, Maxey, Paul George.
But I'm sure they walk on eggshells for him, like they do with Joel Embiid, and then you've got a young contingent that we have to hope that their character combination can now override the veteran malaise that exists.
Right. That's
and
a great way to put it.
It could, because we saw with Tyrese and Springer. Springer's my guy, man.
Clearly.
Well, they got Grimes also. I mean,
Grimes' talent.
No, I know.
Got a lot of young, youthful, smaller, like going to pester you talent, which is exciting.
They'd also
too.
Probably have a good track team. The thing is, you got to get a rebound and you got to block a shot and you got to have something in the middle.
Yeah,
so, like, this whole
quick.
Thing, in the short term, this whole thing's going to come down to MB. We all know that. Everybody knows that. But I'll tell you, man, I was really psyched with what I heard last night, and obviously what I've seen, you know, looking at the videos and all of him playing. Now, you know, it's very interesting if you think they screwed it up by not taking Ace Bailey and the perceived higher upside. That's a perspective we'll welcome today if
this
you have it.
This feels so good. This feels good.
Well, it feels good to feel good about something with the Sixers. You know what I mean? Because we really haven't had anything in about 14 months to feel any good about with the Sixers. Now, let's listen to Daryl Morey. Let's get right to Morey because he spoke opening comment in his press conference last night, late last night, obviously. Morey opening comment talking about what VJ Edgecombe brings to the team.
We're super excited about VJ, what he can bring to the team. Brings a dynamic athlete, potential all-star, two-way player. Really helped his team. He's got all these winning qualities that we think really fit. Great teammate. His story and what he's done to get to this point is really unbelievable. And we think he's on a great trajectory to take where he's come from and continue to improve through Baylor all the way through a very long and very promising NBA career, and we're excited it's here at the 76ers.
All right, so there's a lot in there, and of course you can react in your sense of whether this is or is not a quality pick. 215-592-9494. You heard Daryl Morey reference his story. Let's give you a little bit more on his story by way of VJ Edgecombe talking. I thought this was special. This was on the NBA TV last night, shortly after being picked. This is a special answer. Listen to this.
What were the moments you remember most about just the way your mom poured into you throughout your life and your career?
Man, them long nights. I'm telling you, I lived off a generator. I ain't had no electricity. I lived off a generator for 7 years. Man, seeing what she had to go through to feed us, man, it's crazy. It's crazy, but I don't even know, man. My mind everywhere right now, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, look, again, we know it's going to come down to whether he can truly play. We wouldn't be talking about Brandon Graham in the year 2025 if he didn't pick it up around the year 2013. And then 14 and 15 and 16 and 17. You got to be able to play for us to care 10 years from now. But I know this. He is considered someone who can play.
And he
listen to what he said last night. There were zero answers that reminded you of Ben Simmons. Zero, okay? There was no entitlement from anything he said. He did have confidence last night with what he said, but it wasn't entitlement. And obviously,
it's so different.
And obviously, the backstory is special. James, your reaction to what you saw and heard?
I love this kid. He totally won me over. Obviously, what you guys are talking about with this story and all that, but like also just the entire, they pick him, and then for the next 2 minutes, I see on my screen, elite athlete in big letters. Yeah. Like, you watch what he does, the way he plays, him talking about, you said something yesterday that really stuck with me when you said it. We were talking about Trey Johnson and reading his, you know, positives and negatives. Yeah. And you were like, I hate guys who don't play defense. Right. I hate it. Yeah. I hate guys who don't want to play defense.
I do.
And this guy wants to play defense. I love the line last night where he's like, I hate seeing people score. I hate it. I'm like, yeah, dude.
Right?
Like, elite athlete. And I think the biggest thing we saw with the finals and kind of where the league is now, like, you can never have enough athleticism and shooting. And I know he's not there as a shooter yet, but it feels with the story, where he's gotten to, how he's gotten there, like, this guy has had to work really freaking hard to get to where he is. It feels like an opposite type of thing. Like, this feels like this guy's going to come in and work. I could be wrong, but it feels like this guy's a worker. And if he's going to work, I think the shot will get there. And the sky's the limit with the athleticism.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.